Hey there, podcast listeners. It's Jeremy from the show. We are in the middle of bringing you a totally new podcast with a new format and a brand new feel. As with most things, however, we ran into a few hoops that we're currently jumping through to bring it to you. In the meantime, please enjoy this previously recorded bonus episode. Also, don't forget to sign up for a special webinar Mike is holding on his brand new book, Different is Better, on June 11th. Go to mikeswebinar.com. Enjoy the show.
Get more concise. All right, here we go. You ready to hit the music?
Yeah.
All right, in 3, 2. All right, folks, I hope you're ready because it's time for us to get all up in your business.
Yes.
I love the guy. I love the guy on the harmonica.
Yeah. And it's awesome. It's a really good song.
It's a really good song. Through, yeah. In this episode, we're going to discuss the method to master your own mind. It all starts in the mind, so you better master it. Our guest is Chris Reynolds. He's going to be sharing that, and you're going to be discovering that in just a few seconds in All Up in Your Business podcast. My name is Mike Bacalowicz. I'm on a mission to eradicate entrepreneurial poverty. There's this crazy belief that the day you start a business, you are a multi-billionaire, that you're wildly successful. You're the next Sarah Blakely or Jeff Bezos. But the reality is there's a pathway to get there. There's a struggle. And maybe that size isn't even appropriate for you. You want a business that you can enjoy, that you can experience life the way you want, that it can be a platform of expression for who you are. That's what we explore on these episodes and every episode. Join studio with the president of our company, Kelsey Ayers.
Hello, friend. Thank you for listening to us.
And you can catch us on any podcatcher, wherever you're listening right now, please do subscribe. Also, if you're watching the video, in the dark room is Amy Cartelli.
Sorry, all these damn windows. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. It's so bright behind you. But
I know.
Yeah.
I'm backlit.
So we assume that's Amy. And also, Jay Cablone is
hey,
here.
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for joining us, Jay Cablone. I do want to thank our corporate sponsor, Nextiva, that makes this show a reality. But let's get right down to business here. His name is Chris Reynolds. Chris Reynolds is a lifestyle entrepreneur, high-performance tactician, international speaker, and founder of The Business Method and Get Shit Done Live. The Business Method and Get Shit Done Live both help entrepreneurs scale their businesses rapidly using research-driven, high-performance productivity techniques. Chris focuses on helping entrepreneurs get to the top of their game in business and life through consulting, digital courses, and live events. And he's here to speak about mastering your own mind. Chris, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Chris.
Hi, guys. I'm excited and honored to be here. Let's make a good podcast.
Yeah, let's bring it. Was that a mind trick already, Chris?
I'm setting you guys up already for success.
Well, let's talk about setting up for success. I mean, we're going to be talking about neuroscience, neurochemistry. Those are all, to me, those are pretty esoteric terms. How do we set ourselves up for success in our mind?
Well, that's a great question and a pretty broad one too at that.
Sure.
There's so much that you could do. Like, first off, positivity and optimism and, you know, just affirmations and all these small things help. But I think, you know, probably one of the most important things that we don't observe that often, and it's getting more and more popular, is just spending more time within and being within yourself, right? And spending time alone and understanding yourself. And I think that's one of the best ways to set anybody up for success.
Okay, that makes sense. But is there a specific practice? If I just sit in a room by myself, it should be things I do?
I don't think so. No.
Really?
And I don't, I think there's things that you can do and it probably differs depending on each person, but there's a great quote and I don't know at the top of my mind who said it, but all the world's problems could be solved if man gained the ability to sit in a room alone by himself. And I think it's really true. The more that I practice meditation, the more that I understand brain science and neuroscience, the more I dive deeper into productivity over the years, the more I think, like, the more that we go deeper within ourselves, I think the more we can solve our own problems and other people's problems as well.
You know, with all that's going on in the world right now, there is a flood of news and, in my opinion, all negative. But it's very hard for me to block that out and to focus on the positive. In fact, I actually thirst it more. What's going on? it sounds like it's working against me. Is that unique to me? Do you feel, is that typical, and how do we manage that?
Yeah, I think that's really dependent on each person. Yeah, so it could be very unique to you. And really, if you did lock yourself in a room all by yourself with no internet, you wouldn't hear the news or get to the news anyway. So you may be having a better time as well.
Yeah.
How do we manage it? That's a real good question, because I've had some clients and friends reach out during these times and say, like, how do I manage it? The news is driving me crazy. I'm paranoid. I'm in Hawaii. We have bad healthcare in Maui, and I don't know what to do. And if COVID comes here, like, it could wipe out our island. And it's like, okay, first off, you have to observe the things that are giving you the most stress, which is probably the news for a lot of people right now, and then minimize that as much as possible, right? So really, you can soak up as much news as you need to in any given day, whether you're going, it's the election or global politics or the economy or what we're going through now, within less than 10 minutes. And you can check the sources that you need to, buzz through it, and then go about your day and do something else. But it does take discipline. And that's something that not everybody's taught and not everybody has. And so that's a bit of practice to learn and understand how to discipline yourself with the things that really bring more stress into your life.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to talk about is that you've talked about productivity and mastering our brains for better productivity. Mm-hmm. How do we bring about that? Or if it is discipline-based, how do we bring that about?
Yeah. So, let's dive into the functioning and the brain waves. Okay. So I think if people understand this first, they can get a better grasp of what they're going through with stress and productivity, right? So we have different brain waves that are going through our mind all throughout the day. And the first state is alpha state of mind. Okay. This is everyday waking state of mind when we are doing the dishes, when we're checking emails, when we're going to the grocery store, when we're doing miscellaneous tasks, and also the state of mind where the majority of anxiety and fear exist. Okay. So that's alpha state of mind, not good or bad. It's good for some things, and it can also produce some cortisol in our body, which makes us more stressed out. So the second thing is the next state of mind is called the alpha, and then beta state of mind is the original one. The second one is alpha state of mind, right? And that's a bit deeper. So if you imagine like you're in the shower and you're getting ready and you have all these thoughts come to your mind. I think there's a podcast or a book called Shower Thoughts or something like that. Okay, that's when people, or you go for a
sounds
light walk
filthy.
Or do a light meditation. Yeah. So you get into alpha state of mind. So beta is everyday waking state of mind, and then you go down in alpha. And then if you go in even deeper, that's theta state of mind, and that's a deep meditation. And that is actually where youth and kids, their brain waves are at until about the age of 7. So if you notice children, they can soak up information and learn really fast, right? But also their eyes change around 7 years old, 8 years old or so, and they become more logical in that analytical brain, and they start to see the world differently at that point, right? And so their brain shifts. And so what's really cool about this is if we can get into alpha and theta state of mind more often, if we learn how to hack that, if we learn how to understand that, our creativity actually spikes somewhere between like 500 to 700% when we're in alpha and theta state of mind. And then it lasts for a day and a half to 2 days afterwards. And so that's really exciting, because then you can use that creativity to solve problems, to figure out solutions, and manage that stress. So if you're feeling stress, especially in times like these, know that that's beta state of mind, right? And if what's the activity that's bringing it up, and how can you get into that alpha and theta state of mind, which is more relaxing, creates more creativity, releases these healthy neurochemicals like dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, which give you better life balance, which gives you a better overall feeling about feeling good and interacting with the people that you are. And so that's the trick. Those are the main states. And there's actually a couple other brainwave states that we could talk more if you guys want to, but those are the main ones to recognize. So beta state of mind, then you go to alpha and theta after that.
Okay. No, I want to explore this one much further, because I think you've opened a Pandora's box here for us. So the theta state, you said, is kids. I think of children. It's an open eye look, like this wonderment, right? And if that's the sensation, how do I actually manufacture that as an adult?
Yes. So we know how to get there really well as adults, but a lot of times we forget. So because we were there for 7 or 8 years as we were children. Mm-hmm. So you just think your elated states, your excited states, the states of mind when you're in where you're passionate, where you're not thinking about fear, when you have a lot of well-being, when you have a lot of love and joy in your life. And joy is a great way. So like the word enjoy means being inside of joy.
Oh, interesting.
And that's a great way to measure. It's like if you're feeling that joy, if you're feeling that passion, if you're feeling that peace of mind, it's easy. It really is. And we just need to take a step back and recognize this. Is there tension in my body? Okay, I'm probably in this beta state of mind right now. I'm feeling anxiety and fear. Is there joy? Is there passion? Is there excitement? Is there peace of mind? Okay, I'm probably somewhere in between like alpha and theta state of mind right now. And that's helping me be more productive and creative and get into what they call nowadays as the flow states.
Okay. Oh, flow states. I love that. Now, yeah. Are there some practical applications to get there? Like exercise is good, or lock yourself in the room. Like what are the strategies to make that happen?
Yeah. So it's going to differ. Each strategy is going to work different for every individual, obviously, but that's, you know, what you said, Mike, is spot on. Relaxation, exercise, locking yourself in a room, journaling, you know, Hal Elrod's, Miracle Morning, all those different things help people to get into reading, relaxing, meditation, prayer, you know, whatever it may be, all these things that take people away from anxiety and stress and tension and put them into a more positive state of mind, a clearer thinking state of mind. And it can go on and on. And you can, this changes by age. It doesn't mean, you know, what gets you into the flow states at 13 is the same at 36, right?
Interesting.
I just learned recently, I started practicing the slack line. And I realized like how many business problems I was solving while practicing the slack line at the same time. And I had no idea, like, wow, you know, slack line, I thought we were gonna just walk across a rope.
You know? Who knew? So it's so funny, if when you're talking slacklining, I'm like, oh, that's a total beta state because you have to pay so much attention to that wobbly line you're trying to balance on. But you're saying it's the opposite. That put you in an alpha or theta state?
I think at first, yes. Yeah. When you're starting out, there's a lot of fear there, but then you start practicing more and more and you get into this focus, like the hyper-focus. You guys know how that is. When you're in that zone and that hyper-focus, those are those alpha and theta states of mind, and even maybe deeper states of mind after that.
You know, something interesting, before we went live here, you were talking about managing immunity, during this period, right? We're recording this obviously well before a broadcast. So I don't know what the state will be, but we're in a lockdown everywhere now. Perhaps I'll continue on into the summer and maybe in the fall months. How can we sustain our mental and physical health using some of these techniques?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right on. So one thing that is a sad statistic that's gone up since lockdown, domestic violence has increased quite a bit, which is a bit sad. Mm. But at the same time, like if we understand what's happening with our neurochemistry, with our bodies, we can step away from that anxiety and stress that we're feeling and help manage that better, especially when we're in lockdown and with our immunity as well. So if tension comes up with, you know, maybe the kids are going chaotic all around the house, or you haven't had this much time with your spouse in decades or whatever it may be, the tension rises because you're around all these people all the time. If you don't have these activities that are bringing you passion, excitement, love, joy, feelings like that, you're not releasing these healthy neurochemicals like dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins in our body. And then you are adding more anxiety and stress and tension, and you are staying in that alpha state of mind. So you have to think like, what are the things that I really enjoy? This is a great time for everybody to develop new habits. Go for those long walks with your partner. Have those long conversations with your family and kids. One exercise we did at our house was everybody in our house told their life story from their perspective. Mm. So they got like 30 minutes to tell their life story from their perspective. And you learn so much about people you've known for years because they have a different story and they've done things that, you know, when you weren't around that you learn about them. And so you're bonding. When you're bonding, you're releasing serotonin. You're feeling more compatible. You're feeling more joyful. And you're just balancing that anxiety and managing that stress. Board games are fun as long as you guys don't don't get too competitive during this time. Card games like they used to do back in the day. These are the things that our grandparents' generation did all the time, right? Before we had all these this technology. And you see why, because sitting on the front porch, waving at your neighbor, saying hi to your neighbor as they walk by, like that's all things that are going to lead to a more balanced life.
Interesting. What about this new platform where everyone's going online, like we're doing this right now, where you can be physically close with family or people you live with, but your in-laws that live down the street or people that you'd usually visit, you can't access, or your friends? How do you have that? You said belonging. How do you maintain that sense of belonging, community, if we can't have that tactile experience?
Yeah, so we've done like virtual happy hours with friends, you know, and everybody gets together at 5 o'clock and we have the normal conversations. We have jokes, play some card games or whatever it may be, ask questions about the other people in the virtual happy hours. Also playing games as a group online. So our group of friends last Saturday night, that was the thing that we did. We spent an hour or so playing these games online, and you can see videos of one another and having a good time. And the thing is like we have to manage it in some way. Right now we can't like go down to grandma's house because, you know, we may be a threat to grandma, even if she lives a few houses down, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we need to understand that we can still, like, you guys and I are, I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. We're having a good conversation that's stimulating, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we do that for a couple hours a day, a few hours a day while we're online and doing our work, but also making sure to take time off of the computer and not get on our phones. So the addicting thing about our phones and the color of our phones and the way they set them up is they're set up to give us dopamine hits.
Oh,
in our brain, and that makes us addicted. The same thing happens with video games, right? The same thing happens with all this stuff. And so one really great hack to disconnect from your phone and not get that dopamine hit is turn it to black and white, because the colors suck us in. And if you've ever been to a casino in Las Vegas or the strip in Las Vegas, the colors suck you in. The colors, the noises, the sounds, everything, right? And so our phones are designed to do that, so you'll stay on those platforms longer and you'll use those platforms more. Now, if we get too much dopamine, like those dopamine hits too often, like we can flood our pleasure centers with dopamine, which then requires us to do more, more and more and more of that thing or other things, more extreme things in order to get that dopamine Same. That we need. So we have to manage that.
So let's talk about how this neuroscience translates to business. You know, business is a whole new platform for many business owners now. I actually just right before connecting with you, Chris, I was talking to someone that makes cakes for weddings and stuff, and they said we're done, we're out of business, and we had a discussion around it. And well, maybe they're not out of business. Maybe instead of baking cakes and delivering them for events, maybe now they can create the recipes and show people how to bake their own cakes or something like that. Mm-hmm. How does neuroscience? How does these applications apply to the business world?
Yeah. So it's the same in life, right? You've got to manage your business and what you're doing in your business with the same balance and with the same discipline as you do in regular life. So if you're not, like, this is why people experience burnout. They're in an alpha state of mind for too long. They're feeling too much anxiety, too much stress. It's releasing too much cortisol in their body, which then decreases their immune system, which adds more tension into their muscles. And you can feel your muscles. Like, Mike, you've been through quite a few businesses. I've lost a couple of businesses through burnout too, and been burnout as well. And so we know that experience. It's just like you have no more passion. You have no more energy for that business. And when you feel yourself going that way, if you're not balancing your life out by understanding, you know, you just have to have a healthy balance in your what you're doing with your work. If we don't, we'll burn ourselves out and just add more tension, more cortisol and stress, right? So it's a process of awareness. Like, one of the things that I like to do if I'm working at the computer and I feel the tension in my body, because we've all been there, I step away and I'll do some breathing, like some deep breathing, or maybe take even just 30 seconds. One of the things I like to do is I like to hold my breath. When I'm feeling tense, if I hold my breath, my brain, whatever is focused, it, whatever it was focused on, whatever is giving me more anxiety, it stops because my brain's like, hey, dummy, you need to breathe. It stops thinking about that thing that I was stressed out about. And then I start to do deep breathing after that. And it can hack the neurochemistry in your brain to stop that cortisol hit, to stop that stress, and give you then those positive feelings of like oxytocin and serotonin. And serotonin is a neurochemical that gives us the feeling of overall well-balance in life. So when we focus on like gratitude practices, when we focus on both oxytocin and serotonin come from gratitude practices, when we focus on the things we accomplish throughout the day, like that's given us a little serotonin and oxytocin hit.
So what about applying this to our clients? So say, I want to use neuroscience to improve myself, but I have a stressed out client. They're having a difficult time navigating their business. I'm dependent upon our relationship. Is there a way I can serve them using these techniques?
Yeah, that's when it's a really good time to lock yourself in a room and think about
when you have a bad client, just go, I'm done.
Yeah. You know, we set up a bunch of masterminds for entrepreneurs to go through this time.
Yeah.
And the common theme that we've seen right now is that everybody is trying to make decisions out of frenzy.
Yes.
Chaotic minds. Yes. They're trying to just implement some new thing to make sure that their marketing is on point and it keep going and all the sales keep coming in and they're okay. Okay. So now is also a really great time because we're all locked up is to take some time to step back and really spend some time on your own and either journal or meditate or go for those long walks or do a slack line or do whatever gets you away from that anxiety and stress. Because I've had clients like that, they're you know, tense, you know, they give you tension, yeah. They give you a high amount of stress. Like you've got to take time for yourself to get clear on your thoughts. So a restless mind creates restless thoughts and more anxiety and more stress in your life. A calm mind will create clear thoughts, clear decisions that will not have hopefully not have the anxiety and stress the way it will with a restless mind. And we all know this. This is why when we're stressed, we're angry. If somebody's yelling, you know, it's like you've got to stop. You've got to stop and take a breath and take some time off. Abraham Lincoln, I think, said he would never, if he got a letter that was confrontational and aggressive, he would always wait 48 hours before he replied to make sure his emotions calm, right? So he can think logically and clear and have a restless mind before he replied to that decision. And in handling these tense customers and clients and our business decisions and our projects that we're working on right now, and it takes a practice of understanding your own self and becoming aware of your own self to say, hey, time to step away. Hey, let's just calm down, have a nice dinner with the family, go for a walk, and then figure out what to do.
I love that. So what I'm hearing is mastering ourselves is how we influence others.
Yeah.
So they're in a frenzy state. Hey, Chris, we got to rock and roll. Before we let you go, where can our listeners learn more about what you're doing with The Business Method?
The best is thebusinessmethod.com. One shot right there.
Easy. All right. So go to thebusinessmethod.com. We'll have that in the show notes. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing these insights.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I will see.
Thank you.
Listen to the applause there. I had a little release of serotonin just listening to that applause. Look at all the notes I took, guys. Look at that, because I can show them the video. That's note-taking. So what we're going to do is we're going to recap what we learned. Amy, Kelsey, and Jay Clumbone are going to give your insights. We do have a little game today, right, Jay Bone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we want to know what you learned, too, from Chris Reynolds. So please do go to the podcatcher you listen in on and rate us and review us and share your insights from Chris's share today. Now, Nextiva, it's a voice over IP phone system. Communication via that type of technology is more important than ever now. So go to Nextiva.com. There's less and less personal, direct tactile experience. You're on the phone, you're video conferencing, there's social media inputs. Nextiva puts it all in one package. It's a communication platform to keep a dialogue going with your customers. And it's more important than ever now. All right, Jacob Lone, why don't you start? Because you always complain that you don't get all your answers taken. What did you learn from Chris today?
So I didn't realize that bonding with like little things, like playing board games and things, I didn't realize that releases so many chemicals. So I think that's cool. And I think that's really important. Coming from a food background, one of my firm beliefs is that you will have a more social and better family if you eat dinner together. Mm-hmm. And I think that plays along with that. So I like that.
I'm going to go now because I'm going to steal Kelsey's and Amy's. I'll tell you, he dropped two bombs that I took. It was, first of all, turn your phone to black and white. I know that.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah,
right, I saw you guys scribbling down. So like, I got to go first. I said, that is powerful, man. What a simple change. Now I got to figure out how to do that on an iPhone, but let's do that. I'm doing it.
And I'm doing it too.
I'm going to do a second bomb was hold your breath. I've heard people breathe more deeply, but you're already in such a shallow breath. It's actually hard to do it. I love it. Just hold your breath and it triggers the whole response where you actually start breathing more deeply. Those were two killer hacks. Aim, what'd you get?
That was mine. That I love the hold your breath hack. I never go that way. I always think, oh, I'm supposed to go into deep breathing now, but I can never make that transition easily. So that having a switch, having a hack switch, I love that. And I loved everything about this episode. This was, and all I kept thinking was, oh my God, I have to start taking meditation classes with Kelsey. As soon as she's, I'm on this.
Amy, the next time you're in the office and we start arguing, both of us are going to go, we're holding our breath. What do you got, Kels?
Yeah, I love everything about this. I like the kind of overarching theme that I think we take for granted, all of these neurochemical reactions that happen and how big of an impact they really do have on us. And so just like doing these little things, creating joy in our lives, however we can, has a really big impact. And I will say, like, my personal hack is like when you're feeling really anxious, it's like kind of the worst time to try to meditate, honestly, because your brain doesn't let you go there.
Thank you for saying that. That's so good to know, because I always thought that's when I was supposed to. And it was like, so
The practice of doing it regularly, that will really get you out of going into that state in the first place. But when you're in that state, you can't just shut your brain off. So often what I'll do is I'll like play music and I'll dance. Like even if I can't dance, like if I just like play a really happy song, like that'll kind of, stop my brain from where it was going. At least for me, because I react really well.
That's your joy spot. Yeah. Okay. Go to a joy place.
Yeah. So whatever that is.
Right.
Good insights, guys. Thank you for sharing that. Jay Blown.
Yeah.
What we got today? A game or?
Yeah, we got everyone's favorite game.
Oh, I love this game. It's my favorite.
Yeah, so what's the fake one?
I love that. I love that your shoulders, Calisthen. For anyone that's watching the video, your shoulders started doing that leap there with your cougar. What is it? Is that a leopard or what kind of imprint is that? Cougar?
It's leopard, yeah.
Okay.
Have you watched?
What do you want to say, Mike? What do you want to say? Come on.
Well, she's not.
Come at her, bro. What are you going to say?
She's wearing a cougar outfit.
Kelsey watched.
Aren't cougars black?
I don't know. I think panthers are black.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Leopard. Maybe it's a leopard.
What the hell does a cougar look like?
I think it's an older woman.
48 years old. Yeah. 48 year old and desperate.
You said you.
48 years old and desperate. And their last name is usually Gunderson. Okay.
That's hilarious.
It's
funny. Okay. So everyone's favorite game, which is the fake one? So one is fake, two are real products, right?
Okay. And name the fake.
Okay. So the first one, heated tires. The latest innovation in combating snowy weather. Heated tires will melt the road in front of you.
You say combating?
Combating, right?
He's in combatanting, I heard.
No, I said combating.
That's what I heard, combatanting.
I'm not listening to a leopard, okay?
call her a leper or a leopard?
That's funny.
Using patented technology, the engine creates an electrical current via a generator and transfers that to the wired heating elements inside the tread. Mm. Works in cold weather up to 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
All right, product number two. The growth door. The growth door was designed with your growing child in mind. Similar to a Russian nesting doll, the growth door is made of three doors, all separate sizes, in one door, which can be utilized when your child gets to the next stage of growth. Why, you may ask?
Yes.
Studies show it gives children a stronger connection to the environment and a sense of security in their bedroom. Number three, stormproof umbrella. Designed specifically to withstand strong winds up to 60 miles per hour, the stormproof umbrella is guaranteed to not collapse. Getting used to its odd aerodynamic shape is the hardest part. It also has super lightweight and rigid carbon fiber telescoping handle.
Telescopic, maybe?
Telescoping.
Telescoping?
Telescoping. Telescoping?
Telescoping. Maybe combatant. Combatant.
I don't know. I'm from South Jersey, so give me
two. Combatant and you're telescoping.
I used to say water, so I've improved.
You say water?
Used to?
I say water.
I used to. I say water.
Water.
Yeah, water.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you say, Kels?
Water.
What do you say, Aim?
Water.
Hey, everyone does a D. It's water, I heard. I don't know. Hey, so here's the deal. I got to say the storm umbrella makes sense, but why would any ad copy say getting used to the odd design? Like, that's just bad copy. right?
But I'm the one who writes the copy for them, well, regardless.
Don't you take it's poetic license. It's based upon real copy.
Yeah, well, sometimes,
it's
depending on
what's the fake.
Yeah, depending on whether it's real.
So I think.
And then you just told Jeremy he wrote horrible copy.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what you guys always said about my copy. So it comes around, goes around. I think the heated tires are total nonsense. Like, you can't heat snow fast enough unless those tires are so hot that they would burn your hands when you touch it. It can't get hot enough.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So.
And then what if they start getting melty? And then, like, when
when they start getting what? Melty?
Melty.
Very technical, Kels.
The linguists among us. You're so
melty ice cream.
You're so critical of J-Bone. You're so critical of J-Bone, and you're like, oh, it gets melty. That's
a
word.
It's funny.
I'm not mispronouncing a real word. I'm just making up my own word.
Touche. What were you saying, Aime?
Okay, for me, I say heated tires.
Okay, so you say heated tires. And Kels, did you agree with the heated tires?
Yes, I agree.
We got a triple fake.
You guys have beat me for once, and you all got it correct.
Hey!
the growth door, I thought, was ridiculous.
I think that's smart.
Why, okay, though?
Yeah, I feel like that makes sense.
I think I want one.
Yeah, because it kind of feels like a fairy door.
Yeah, that's yes, it. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I like about it. Yeah.
I like that, too.
Yeah, that's interesting. But interesting thing about the tires, so they don't have heated tires yet, but they do have tires that are airless tires, and the design, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to explain, but if you picture a smaller rubber wheel with fins.
Spokes?
Made of rubber, and then the outer
wheel, how it does it.
And it's basically set to a PSI rating for how much compression it takes based on the load that's put on it. And they will never run flat, and it'll give you a smooth ride. It's pretty wild, actually.
I need those.
Yeah, I think they're going to start coming out in like the next.
Why do you need those tires, honey?
Do you know how often I have to go get a screw pulled out of my tire down at Dave's Tires here in Boot, New Jersey, because I always run
good
over.
Good plug for Dave's.
Oh, I didn't. Always
like once every 2 months I have to go get a.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why are you driving over so many nails?
There's a lot of people getting their houses roofed, and there's roofing nails on the road.
New Jersey's notorious for its roofing. You know, there's these other tires. I think they're called shark tread or something. Shark tires. They're not round. Have you seen anything? They follow this pattern. I don't know what the pattern's called, but it goes left and right. If you type in, you search for luggage with, I think it's called shark tires, it supposedly is a smoother
ride.
Yeah, smoother ride, but I mean, it's for suitcases, so it's really not a ride. But because Kelsey's like, look it up as quickly as she can. But what they do is when
I
you
can't
hit,
picture it.
When you hit an obstacle with a round wheel, it pops up over it. But with these tires, mm-hmm. the obstacle gets pushed to the one of the sides typically, so it's a smoother ride.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're reinventing the tire. Did it say shark tire? Did you find it? Is it shark tire?
Shark wheel.
Shark wheel. Yeah, pretty weird, right?
Yeah.
And then they have a little demonstrative going on the luggage. Yeah, whatever. It's not
demonstration.
That's the word. Demonstration. Demonstrative is right, isn't it?
Apparently my copy sucks, by the way, which I just wanted to reiterate.
All right, this show went from bad to boring. Let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
So I want to remind you, please leave us a rating and review. We would appreciate it. And subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. We have more issues of All Up In Your Business coming out. Or episodes, I guess, not issues. And talk about issues. I got a lot of issues. I want to invite you to send an email to me at askmike@mikemikalowicz.com. I want to answer any question you have. Make sure you sign up for our YouTube channel, too. And why don't you do this right now? I got a brand new tool for you. My newest book called Fix This Next is out right now. I designed it specifically for what we're experiencing here. Challenge, crisis, how do you navigate it? Well, we got a tool for you. It's totally free at fixthisnext.com. Go there, take the free evaluation. We'll pinpoint what your challenge is. We'll get your business, fixed. All right. See you guys later.
See you guys.
Bye.